Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1182. Jury selection in Trump's criminal hush money trial began today, marking the first criminal prosecution of an American president. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of a scheme to conceal hush money payments during his 2016 campaign. If convicted, Trump could face up to 4 years in prison. The task of selecting 12 jurors and 6 alternates could take up to 2 weeks. More than half of the first 96 prospective jurors were dismissed after saying they couldn't be fair or impartial, and the court adjourned for the day with no jurors chosen. Trump, meanwhile, appeared to nod off several times, sitting motionless in his seat at the defense table, his back slightly arched, his head drooping onto his chest, and his mouth going slack. Trump will be required to attend the trial each day, which will be 4 days a week and could last for 8 weeks. This is the first of Trump's 4 criminal prosecutions to go to trial. Moving on, Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against launching new strikes against Iran. Over the weekend, Iran launched a barrage of more than 300 drones and missiles against Israel after Israel assassinated 2 Iranian generals at Iran's embassy in Syria. Israeli air defense, supplemented by U.S. planes and warships, intercepted 99% of the incoming Iranian munitions. Biden warned that the U.S. would not support or participate in any offensive counterstrike against Iran, but the Israeli Minister of Defense claimed that Israel had no choice but to respond to the attack, vowing to exact a price. Israel's war cabinet met for several hours, and one official said that Israel's response to the Iranian attack may be imminent, but will be coordinated with the Americans. Iran, meanwhile, said its attack on Israel was legitimate and responsible, and that Tehran is not seeking to raise tension, but will take proportionate action to defend itself. Back in the U.S., the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from Black Lives Matter organizer DeRay McKesson, leaving in place a lower court ruling that effectively eliminated the right to organize a protest in the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. At issue is whether an organizer of a protest can be held liable for injuries caused by another protester. McKesson was sued by a Baton Rouge police officer who was hit in the head with an object during a protest in July 2016 by an unknown assailant. McKesson did not throw the object, a fact which is uncontested. The officer sued McKesson anyway because he was in charge of the protest and was seen and heard giving orders to protesters throughout the event. While there were no dissents, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote separately that the court's refusal to hear the case expresses no view about the merits of McKesson's claim. Sotomayor did, however, note a First Amendment decision from the Supreme Court last year and said she expects the Fifth Circuit to give full and fair consideration to arguments regarding that ruling's impact in future proceedings in McKesson's case. And finally, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas missed the court's scheduled cases with no explanation. The court typically provides an explanation for why a justice is absent. Instead, Chief Justice John Roberts said in court that Thomas is not on the bench today, but said he would participate fully in the 2 cases being argued based on the briefs and transcripts. Thomas, at age 75, is the oldest of the 9 justices and is the court's longest-serving member. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.